Shalechem, sweetest friends, we are continuing B'Siyata Dishmaya, our series on the topic of Zechiras Maisa Amalek. Already in the first two shiur, we saw in the flow of the Yisod that emerged from the previous shiur is that remembering Amalek is a matziv. It's an emotional state that one is supposed to be in, not a mere yediyah. And that applies side to the Mitzaseh of Zechor and side to the Lotzaseh of Al Tishkoch. That is B'tamtzis Shebetamtzis. In a very small nutshell, the Yisod that emerged from the previous shiur. And now we are continuing, moving right along. The Sefer Mitzvahs HaGodol in Loisesei Reish Chof Vov, where he writes there the Lav of Lois Yishkoch. V'ukotev Basof She'eino Noheg Ad Yemot HaMashiach. It's not knowing this love of Lois Sishkoch, biz Mashiach vet kimen, until the Messiah comes. They say, what's Rosh Hashanah's bidiyuk? They say a chuppah. The chuppah will be sheish v'chetzi bidiyuk, exactly 6:30. So bidiyuk is a Rosh Hashanah's biz di yidin vet kimen, when the Jews come. When the Jews come, that's what bidiyuk means. In any event, so he says that the smag says that this lav of Lois Sishkoch is not noyeg until Yemois HaMashiach. And also in Hagos Maimonios, he says the same vort. Just Hagos Maimonios, it writes this legabe the mitzvah's essay of Mochoi Simche, of erasing their name. He says that's when Mashiach comes. However, the smag loy kosvoy ela beloisasei veloy bemitzvahsasei kuf tes vov vekuf yud zayin, where he talks about Mechias Amalek, Bezechiras Maise Amalek. So the smag only codifies this, that it's going to happen when the Messiah comes in the mitzvah of Reish Chof Vov, in the Loisaseis, not in the Aseis. This is noted by the Sefer Bris Moshe on the smag. And Ayin sham shehevi shacher im pirshu divrei asmag de lois sishkach haynu milim choysoi v'loy al maisov. Some people learn pshat in the smag. What does it mean lois sishkach? Lois sishkach means don't forget to erase them, not don't forget their evil deeds. And he writes, Moreinu harav Bris Moshe, perush on the smag, writes, no, that's not how the smag himself says it. Bilemazov in his hints to the mitzvahs. Ivim kain, אומר הבריס מוישה, ודאי צריך עיון, תקיימת לוי עוזיל על למחויסי על על מייסוף, since the smag, Rett Wegen is speaking about, not the erasure of Amalek, but rather what Amalek is up to, and what's Amalek up to, what Amalek did to us. אז מה זה קשור למות המשיח? Why do you have to wait till Mashiach? To not forget what Amalek did to us. It's good today. Today's the best time. אבל לפי דברינו נראה, Shevadai amitzvah al ishichachat ma'asavi. Like the Bris Moshe asserts, like the Smag says in his Ramazim, that the mitzvah is not to forget the ma'asim of Amalek. Ela, shekanit ba'er. Averat alav lema'aseh hi ba'asiyah neged ha'mitzius ha'mitchayevet mimatzav zeh. Uledat ha'smag, asiyah Neged HaMatzav Hu Bi'i Harigat Amalek. Ubizman Hazeh Sheshayach Sibot Shel I Hariga Mechamat Pachad V'chadome Ein Zeh Ma'aseh Neged HaMatzav Ubimeila She'ein Al Zeh Lav. Like we explain in the previous year, we were speaking about the notion that to be over on a lav, you have to do a ma'aseh. You have to do a maisa against the mitzius that emerges, the reality that emerges from your state of being. So what is the action that is required according to the smag against this situation, against this mitzius that's going to come out of the matzav? The matzav is this matzav of feeling, a state of mind of hating Amalek. And a mice against this, and the metzias that's supposed to come out of that is killing them. So Ladata Smag, doing against this matzav, is not killing them. And Bisman Azeh, there are reasons why we can't kill Amalek. We're afraid, let's say we would know who Amalek is. We're afraid we're going to go to jail, we're going to get in trouble with the law, we don't know who Amalek is. It could be numerous reasons. So we're not doing a maisa against the matzav. Right? There's a matzav of sinner that's supposed to bring to the erasing Amalek. And we're not, since we are constrained due to other factors, that those are not considered, we are not considered to be doing, to be acting against this matzav. And Memela, there's no lav. V'rakli mota Mashiach, she'ein shum miniya beharigatam. I hariga hava le asiya neged hamitchayev me'alav. V'mos Mashiach, there's nothing stopping us from killing Amalek. Not killing Amalek is considered acting against what is required from the lav. Lav is, don't forget to put yourself in this matzav of sinner. And not killing them is a maisa against that lav. Achen, mitzad atzmo, hachiyuv eino limot ha-mashiach dafka. The obligation, per se, is not purely limos ha-mashiach. And therefore, the smag did not say in the essay of Mochoi Simche and Zohar that it's only knowing the Mos HaMashiach. In other words, in theory, the smag holds. You can be Mekayimit even Bizman HaZeh. Apparently, the smag holds. We can even know in theory. I mean, there would be a situation maybe where you could find out who is Amalek. Today, we know they're all mixed up. But you can find out who is Amalek. And therefore, even Bizman HaZeh, there is a mitzvah of erasing Amalek. And the shita of the sma, but, see, the mitzvah you have, but when you over on the lav, when you do something against the mitzias, that's how he defines the lav. You do something against this mitzias of being in a state of being aroused with hatred against Amalek, which is going to bring to harikasa. So if the only way one can be over is if one is in a matzah where he could theoretically be horeg Amalek and doesn't do so without any constrictions, he could just do it. So that's only a Mosa Mashiach. But that doesn't mean that Bizman Azeh, there's no mitzvah. There is a mitzvah. It's only considered a siya neged halav when there are no constraints and you don't do it. But since there are constraints, So it's not considered that you're acting against the lav bizman hazeh, only the Mos HaMashiach. The mitzvah itself still applies. And the sheet of the smag is not like the sheet of the Hagotz Maimonios. Because as we stated, the Hagotz Maimonios holds that Macho Emche is also not bizman hazeh. The smag holds no, it is bizman hazeh. Ubisefer Igeres Derech Hashem Lamabit Rav Yosef Mitrani שנתפס מחדש. הוא כתב שם בהקדמה, במצוות המחשבה, שבין אדם לחברו, אני מצטט לשונו לדון לזכות, he's talking about in the Mabit, talking about various mitzvahs, that we do with our מחשבה. לדון לזכות, we judge favorably, לא ישנא, we don't hate, לחס, we don't get angry. הלוואי, הלוואי, הלוואי. שבי no sin and no כעס, הלוואי, 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 הלוואי. V'lo yishkach ma'ase Amalek. And we should not forget the ma'ase of Amalek. V'im yelo koach, yinkom mimenu. And if you have koach, you will take vengeance from him. Harei, shekatav din hariga b'chlal ha-mitzvah shebe'machshava, you see. He puts the din hariga among those mitzvahs that apply to machshava. And that's like we've been saying, she'omnam. Halo ta'ase b'matzav shel machshavahu. Aval hale meise shel machshava zo hu harigatam. Loisase is to be in a certain state of mind, state of being. And the lemais of this machshav is harigasam. Vim yelo koach yinkom yimeno. If you have koach, you'll take vengeance from him. That's the lemais of this machshava. Be'etzim, it's a mitzvah sheva machshava. The aveira against the lo saaseh is not killing them. If one is able to, im yelo koach, he has the power, the ability, the capacity. So that's basically what we've been saying, b'divrei asmak. It's very similar to the smak, this igeres derech Hashem of the Mabit that was reprinted. That the word is that the lo saaseh is to be in this matzim. In other words, don't. You put yourself in a matzav of not forgetting what they did, which will bring one to Hariga. That's the lois to say. How are you over on the lois to say? Meaning you're over on the lois to say when you have the opportunity and you don't do what is required of this lois to say. That's how you're over on the lois to say. How do you transgress the lo saaseh? When you have the capacity to do this maisa and you don't. So that's asiya negat lo saaseh. Don't forget. So if you're in a matzav where you're able to kill them and you don't, that's forgetting. As kol ze shitat habehag. Ve'achshav shitat ze asmag. Ve'chein nire b'shitas habehag. שלא הביא לא תעשה דזכור אשר עשה לך המלאק ולא אתה לא תעשה שלא תשכח. So the Hag brings neither the essay of Zohar nor the lois to say of lois tishkach. ועיין בדברי הגון רב ירוחם פישל פרלה בביור הרסג במצווה סמך שהוא כתב שלדעת הבהג המצווה דזכור הוא לזכור החובה למחות זרעו וכל אשר לו. והרי הוא בכלל מצוות עשה דמחו תמחה. ולעניין לא תשכח, הביא שם דעת אבן עזרא, שאינו לא תעשה, אלא רק חיזוק לעשה. ומשום כך אין למנותו ללאו בפני עצמו. So Rav Perla claims that according to the Bahag, the mitzvah of Zohar is to remember the obligation to erase Amalek and everything that he has. And that's included in the mitzvah's essay of Machoy Simcha. That's why it does not enumerate Zohar. And as far as Lo Sishkach goes, there's the opinion of the Ibn Ezra that it's not a Lo Sase, it's just a chizuk for the assay. And therefore it is not to be enumerated as an independent lav. So that's how he explains Shitas HaBehag. Because according to the Ibn Ezra, the Loi Sishkach is Mechazek the Asse. So it's not necessary to bring Loi Sishkach. Because it's mechazik the asay, and the asay says Rav Perla is included in machoy simcha. The asay of Zohar is included in machoy simcha. Achen, yefshar lomar kach ledat haBahag. You can't say this vort according to the Bahag. Why? Because the Bahag doesn't bring the asay of Lizkor. So you can't say he doesn't bring the los asay because it's just to be mechazik the asay. Because for crying out loud, he doesn't bring the asay. You don't have to cry out loud. So if so, it's an independent lois asay. You can't say it's to be mechazik zachor because it's the zachor isn't a mitzvah, so it must be it's an independent lois asay. So why does the Bahag not enumerate it? Ubal kolchecha kanal shegama lo tishkach hu legabei maise ze neged hamatzv shehu bi'i harigatam v'nimtza shel maise halois asay al chiyuv harigahu v'zoi ha mitzvat asay shel mechiyat amalek. והלאו אינו אלא לחזק העשה, וכמו שכתב, האבן עזרא. So the lois sishkach is to do against the matzav of hariga. In other words, iharigasam. Iharigasam is an aver on the, that's the maisa against the lois ase. That one makes one transgress the lois ase. So it emerges then that what's the lois ase really about? The lois ase is about hariga. Because the lois ase is, don't put yourself in a matzav where you're going to be mevatel the lois sishkach by having the opportunity of hariga and not doing so. So the lemais of the lois ase is a chi of hariga. And that's the mitzvah ase of mechias amalek. And the lab is only mechazik the ase. Which ase? The ase of mechias amalek. So that's why the Bahag doesn't enumerate the lav. Because the lav is there to be mechazik mechias amalek. And mechias amalek he enumerates. So that's already encapsulated in the mechias amalek. So it emerges then that Shittas HaBahag would be that the Zachor is included in Macho Simcha, and so is Lo Sishkach. They're both included in Macho Timcha. Just to take out a few moments of our time, I think it's so important. A lot of times I quote Svarim, and I'm not sure that everybody always knows the history of the Sefer, and frankly, I don't. So let's just talk a moment, the Halachas Gedolos, we're recording the Bahag. So the Bahag is a very choshev halachic sefer of Rav Shimon Kaira Kuf Yud Yud Reish Aleph from the Chachamim of Yeshiva Asura B'tkufas HaGoinim. Okay, so we're going back well over 1,000 years. Mechuna Bahag. However, according to Rashi, the sefer was written by Rav Yehudai Goin, Baal Lachas Psukos. That's Rashi and Brachas Membezam and Aleph. He writes, V'chein Pirish Rabbi Yudai B'alachas Gedolos. V'ha-sefer banui b'tzura shel kitzur ha-alachot l'fi seder ha-talmud. It's kitzur ha-alachas, according to the order of the Gemara. It relies a lot on the shiltos of Rabbi Chai Gon and other kitzur ha-gon that were before him. Sometimes he goes into the Yerushalmi, calls Talmud to Ma'arava. He doesn't usually note his sources. Rav Shmuel Bar Chofni Gon from Sura said that he's a bucky. Dvar Alocha and his Kavan is L'Shem Shemayim and the Chivas Hagonim of Harkavi and Shin Yud Beis. Until the Rif, it was considered the most important Sefer. The beginning of the Sefer, he's Moina the Taryag Mitzvis, and the Rambam often argues with him. The Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvis Sherish Yud, Ki Kvarto Rabim Gamkein Manu Ktsas Hakdomus HaMitzvis and Mitzvis Atzma B'Shtei Mitzvis So there are those who enumerate the hakdamos for the mitzvah, what precedes the mitzvah with the mitzvah itself as two separate mitzvahs. Says it ain't so. That's what the Bahag does. So that is all the Bahag. The first edition was printed in Venice in 1548, and that apparently is the closest to the original. So that all teaches us a little bit of the history of the Bahag, and now we also spoke about the Smag. The Smag, the Sefer HaMitzvos HaGadol, is a Sefer Halacha Yehudi, that we know. That explains the Yisodos, the Targum Mitzvah, Fisedo at Ashas V'Apoiskim. It was written by Rav Moshe Mikutzi in the year 1250, first published in the year 1488. It's broken up into two parts, Mitzvah Se, Lo Se. The Rambam was a central source for Rav Moshe Mikutzi, the Baal HaSmag. Divrei HaRambam are quoted kimat b'chol amudei ha-sefer. Doesn't always necessarily mention the Rambam, but it's the Rambam. Rav Moshe writes in his Akdama that a lot of times they asked him to write the Yesodos, the Tayag Mitzvahs, and he refused. And then he saw a dream. B'tchilas elef hashishi ba'ela inyan mara b'chalom kum asay sefer Torah mishnei chalokim. B'esboinin ala mare b'inei shnei chalokim luftar sefer mitzvahs esay b'chilek echad v'sefer mitzvahs loisay b'chilek sheni. L'chein hinini Moshe ben Yankif asati as panay l'chaber shnei asfarim. How gavaldik is that? I had a dream. I was told two parts. Essay and Los Essay, numerous Perushim have been written on the Smag. Rebellion Mizrahi, the Marashal, the Sefer Bris Moshe that we mentioned before, that was written by Rav Moshe Chaim Ben, Rabbi Avram Aaron. The most famous Sefer on the Smag is the Smak. Rav Yitzchak Mikorville is a Kitzur of the Sefer. Others notes Kitzurim are the Smak Mitzurich, Meis Reb Moshe Mitzurich, Kitzur Sefer Meitz HaGadol, Meis Rebbe Ephraim Ben Avram. And today we're very blessed. These Sefarim are all accessible. Just a click away. You don't need much of a library today. You need a computer. If you have access to HebrewBooks.org, boom! You have access to over 100, to tens of thousands of Sefarim, 60-something thousand Sefarim I think they're holding. So Ashreinu Matov Chilkeinu Manoim Garaleinu Mayofa Yerushaseinu, that we're zeichet to have such a mabul of Torah, mabul, a holy mabul, a pure mabul. Okay, so that's that was a few moments for a Jewish history, a little bibliography. Awesome, love it. Makes me feel great to get to know our heroes. Chav, hinachnu et hayisodot shel hasugya. Me'ata nirah kach. Chozrim la'atchala la'shiur harishon. שמה שכתוב בגמרא במגילה ובתורת כהנים, we saw the Gemara and Megillah, and the Torah as Kohanim, דמילות תשכח, יד אינן בלב, ובעל כוחך זכור לעניין פהו, what do we learn in the Gemara? לא יששכח means לב. So what's זכור? זכור is in your mouth. שאין הנידון בזה לעניין הרהור כדיבור, דהיינו איבוי מייסי זכירה בפה, או דסאגי במייסי של הרור, כמו שנוקת קיין השגס אריה, ובקורון ארון בתורס כהנים. דוודאי זכירה מצד עצמה היא בפה. When the Gemara says, לא סישכח is בלב, and זכור is בפה, the issue is not with regard to hero kedibur. In other words, do you need a ma'aseh zechira b'peh? Or is it enough to have a ma'aseh of hearer and hearer's kedibur dam? And the Gemara says, no, you also need b'peh. It's not enough hearer kedibur. The default zechira is zechira b'peh. There's no question about it. And therefore, it's pashut to the Gemara that when we talk about Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, it must be Bepeh. The Gemara automatically assumes that it's Bepeh. There's a Din Dibur. Because that's what Zechira means. Zechira means Dibur. And the question of the Gemara is not, do you need a mice of hearer or zechira b'peh? Zechira is definitely the default of zechira, is definitely dibur. Just here, pshat is, when it comes to zechira tzitzis mitzrayim, there's an inyan mitzad atzmo in the dibur, that we want the dibur. The reason here it's different is because here there's a havamina that the Zachor is not telling us Dibur. It's a Chiyuv al Matzav. And in such a case, the Bittel Ha'eseh is only going to be when you act against the Matzav. So, it's not a Kasha, why by Zachir Tzisraim we know it's Dibur, and here it's not so Pashit. We need to come on to the fact that it's Dibur, we need a special Limud. Because this is the default of Zachor is B'Dibur. Here we have a Havamina. The Havamina is that the Zachor is a Chiyuv on a Matzav, on a certain state of being. And then the Bittel of this Aseh is going to be when you act against the matzav. What is acting against the matzav? Not being horeg amalek. And the issue is not whether we require dibur or lev. The issue is, what is the geder ha-mitzvah? The geder of a matzav, the Gemara calls belev. And the geder of a maisav chiyuv, maisav bepeh. That's the issue. And in that, the Gemara brings from Loisishkach. In other words, the Zahavim, meaning that the Zachor is on a matzav. And the only way to be over on Zachor is to act against the matzav. What's acting against the matzav? Ihariga samalek, not being hariga malek. Otherwise, if the issue was just maisa zachira, so then it's pashut that the kiyum of Zachor is bepeh. But that's not pashut to the Gemara, because the Gemara is trying to figure out what the gather of the mitzvah is. Is it a gather of a matzav? Or is it which is belev? Or is it begather a maisa? And that the Gemara doesn't know. And on that the Gemara brings the pasuk of Leisishkach. We already have belev. What does it mean, already have belev? It means that we already have a matzav of sinah. You are in this state of mind, this state of being, of sinah. And mikoyach, this state of being, there is an iser of asiyah. You are now allowed to act against this matzav of sinah. And if zachor is also belev, then zachor would mean that you're now allowed to do a maisa against this matzav. So it could be zachor is belev, and that it's a matzav of being in a state of remembering to bring you to be horeg amalek. But then what do you need losishkach and zachor for? Why would you need both? So therefore it must be that zachor is talking about a maisa zachira. And memel, it's pashat that it's bepeh. Like we saw by zachiras yitzias mitzrayim. Yitzias mitzrayim, it's pashat that it's bepeh. Here we have a havamina, we have a tzad that it's a matzav. Speaking of matzav, you're in a state of being of zachira, and the only way to be over on the asay is to be in a matzav where you could be horeg amalek and you're not. But if that were the case, says the Gemara, why do we need lo sishkach and zachor? We already have lo sishkach. Lo sishkach already covers that. Lo sishkach already covers that. So must be zachor is bepeh. But again, the default of zachor is bepeh. Here we have a ma'avamina that the zachor is going to be to be in a matzav of zechira, and you're only over on the ISA when you don't do hariga when you could. Kamash melon lo sishkach is that you're over on the lo sisei when you could do the hariga and you don't. You already have a lo sishkach. We already mentioned belay. We already covered the matzav. So what do you need a second mitzvah for? We already have one. So it must be the zachor is doing a maisa mamish, doing zechira bepeh. And now we also can understand the lashon of the Gemara, Yitches and Megillah. Sa'akadaitach, what do you think zachor is? Iyuna be'alma. You might think that zachor is just iyun. It's iyun. And then we say no, because yochel belev, I might think it's in your heart. No, we already have that lo sishkach. What does zachor tell us? That it's bepeh. So the Gemara is a havamina, zachor is iyuna be'alma. Why does the Gemara call it Iyuna be'alma and not belev, like the Gemara says Vayter? So the answer is that Shahanidonu Shagederu Azharal Matzav Ayidei Hatboninut B'masha Asamalek Ve'ayidei Ze Yishe'er B'sinato U'meila Lefize Ha'isur Al Asiya Neged Hamatzavu. In other words, the Gemara is precisely defining the gather of this of what we think the mitzvah is, and that's a yuna be'alma. What's a yuna be'alma? Hisboninus, that you're thinking very deeply about what Amalek did. Why are you thinking so deeply about what Amalek did? So you should remain with your sinner. And then what's the Isser going to be? How are you over on this? When you act against this matzav. Not doing a ma'is zechira, but acting against this matzav of Mizboininus, that you're Mizboinen, and your hatred of Amalek, and then you have the opportunity to liquidate them, and you don't. Again, this is all, we don't know how Amalek is today, but in theory. So you're supposed to think about it and feel it and experience it. That's why the Gemara says, a lashon of a yuna be'alma. That's what it is. That's the gathering. It's a yuna be'alma. That's being in that matziv. And then the Gemara says, no, we can't have that because you already covered that with the losishkach. The losishkach already is that you're not supposed to forget what Amalek did and supposed to bring you to, and when you're over on that, when you're not horeg. So that's already covered. So what do you need to say then? That what's the zachar? The zachar must be bepeh. But now we understand again. In the default of zachar is bepeh, but here we even have a mina that it's a matziv. By zechir yitzvah, we don't have a havmin. It's any matziv that's supposed to bring you to any ma'isa. No, just remember with your mouth what happened in Mitzrayim. There's an inyan b'zechira b'fnei atzma, mentioning it with your mouth. But here, supposed to, maybe it means zachar means to be in a matziv where it's going to bring you to arigas amalek and you're only over in arigas amalek. No, we already have it to los sishkach. And Mimele, the zachar is to tell you that you have to mention it bepeh. And with this, we can understand a lot more things, like we asked in the first year. Why we bring from Lo Sishkach to say Lo Sishkach is belev, so zachar must be bepeh. So maybe they're both belev, and there's an essay. Above the Lois essay, on top of the Lois essay, there's also an essay. So Mirtz Hashem will discuss that Belina in the next segment. And also the Indian of Shabbos, the Chir of Shabbos. We have a lot more to do, Mariv Rabbeisai. We are going to see continued Niflos Mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. And Bezrat Hashem, Anachnu Namshich. נראה עוד ועוד נפלאות. הדברים בינתיים היו זקים ובהירים ככוכבים מזהירים ומאירים כספירים. בעזרת השם יתברך שמו. So please stay tuned. ותודה רבה שהאזנתם. אני מודה לך מאוד. בעזרת השם בלי נדר להמשיך בפעם הבאה. שלום, שלום, אהובה, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי.